God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And God is great, and he is worthy to be praised. And this morning we say, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power, your dominion, and your authority, God. Saturate us with your joy, with your peace, with your hope in the name of Jesus, Father. And as we go through this Monday, this new day that you have made, we will rejoice and we will give you the praise, Father. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for this telecommunication sanctuary, God, that you have allowed for us to dial into this morning. And we thank you for the two co-founders that said yes to the mission and the mandate that you gave them, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to fill them up with your virtue until they overflow, oh God. Meet every need in the name of Jesus. Give them peace right now in the name of Jesus, your strength, your desires for their lives, Father God, that they will continue to walk in the steps that you have already predestined for them. We lift up the speaker as they will come this morning, God. I pray right now that you would increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily in the name of Jesus, and that our ears and our hearts and our eyes will be open to hear what you say, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for the Artist Life family, those who have traveled to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, traveling graces and mercies for them. I thank you, God, that Artist Life for 30 years has changed lives all over the world and that it is still going forth in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you because we know that it's because of you. And so, Father, have your way in us this day. We decree and declare that no weapons formed against us shall prosper in every tongue that rises up against us in condemnation. God, you will take care of it in Jesus' name, Father. So we trust you. We believe you. And we ask that our faith will be activated to new levels in you, Father. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise because you are the air that we breathe. And so, God, we thank you and we love you and we bless you. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you out there?
I am here, Songbird. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Kai. The platform is yours.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. First, let me start by saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for not only ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship and song, but also for seating and greeting us and just praying us into this place, oh Heavenly Father. So thank you, woman of God. Well, I say good morning and welcome to the Master's Call, and thank you for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Stone Mountain, Georgia. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together early in the morning to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him. We'd like to thank the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our co-founders, for their yes, their obedience to God for starting this mission. And when God brought them together, he gave them the mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know when God gave them the mission that it was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So we know that the call was founded on October 25th of 2010, and we are approaching our ninth year celebration, and we are excited, excited, excited about what God is going to do. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany did, or as a host, such as I am doing, if you feel like the Lord has led you to lead praise and worship, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please submit them to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday, led by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artists' life to keep us informed, energized, and moving ahead to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. We have a website that you can go to hear all of the archived message since the inception of the call, where you can visit the speaker's bio, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Today on the MMC, Inspirational Mondays will be none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa to bring forth the word. So now I am going to get out of your way, and the woman of the hour is going to come forth with a word for such a time as this. Today's speaker truly needs no introduction. She is one of our very own co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Dr. P.K. is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She continues to seek God's wisdom, his word, and his joy as she continues to process through life. So I'm going to get out of the way right now and introduce to some and present to others our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, my dear daughter?
I sure can, woman of God. The floor is yours.
God bless you. I absolutely love, love, love you and appreciate you and what God is doing in your life right now. I am so excited about this TMC family and what the Lord is doing with us as far as such a time as this. Minister Kai, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I love it, short and sweet, and you all give me just what I want. I thank you also, Minister Tiffany, when you came on the line this morning. I was sitting right there waiting for it. Not only did you pray and bless us as you came on, great are you, Lord. Great is our God. Great is our God. And because he's so great, I am desperate for him. I tell you, he's the air I breathe. I want so much of him in me. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I want to represent him well. I want him to be pleased with me. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for ushering us into his presence this morning. I thank God for you and your dedication and your faithfulness. I often say what I know God has told me to say, and that is God blesses those who are faithful, and he absolutely will do for you what you need him to do. And so I lift up you this morning, Minister Tiffany, and ask God to do for you exactly what you need right now. You know God's to ask him. I thank God this morning for our own Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon there in that Pearland, Texas town. I thank God, and I just praise God for you and your faithfulness. And I tell you each and every time I think of you, I just see your tenacity. I see how you have just hung in here, how you have persevered, how God has given you a stick-to-itness that is better than any kind of glue on an envelope from a stamp that takes it from where it started to where it is supposed to end. That's what you do, and that's what you have done for us. So we thank God for you this morning. As I was thinking about a message for you today, as I was contemplating what to bring to you, I said, God, you know where we are and what we need right now. Bless the name of Jesus. And so God just reminded me really of where we are, where we are. And so the scripture says in Amos 3:3, a very short scripture, and you all, you don't have to watch the clock today. I promise you I will be out of your way real soon, because this is a different kind of a message today. God says, I'm doing a brand new thing with my children. Can you not see it? Will you not embrace it? I am making a river through the desert. If you think that that is too tough for me, you really don't know who I am. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Help me, God, today not to cry. Amos 3:3. Did you hear me say 3:3? Amos 3:3, he says, can two walk together except they agree? Can two walk together except they agree? Bless the name of Jesus. My subject today is walk it out. Now, I know that you know and have always over the past year since my late husband, oh, Jesus, I don't even know what to call it anymore. I don't like none of it. Since Elisha David Roberts and Lester Wallace Patton, the two of them supported me in what God called me to do in the area of prayer and fasting. Because when you pray and fast, there is a time of dedication. There is a time of separation. There is a time when you are really in the face of God. There is, we are grown people on here. We are called away from our bedroom duties. Uh-huh. We ain't no sex now. And so we are called into the face of God to lay before God in a way that we don't when we are not fasting. Help me get it all out today, God. So, instead of praying, God, work it out. God says, I want you to know that it's already worked out. Instead of saying, God is working it out, God says, I've already worked it out. God says, I have already done what I'm going to do, and you must walk it out. Therefore, today is the seventh day of our fast. Seven, a day of completion, a day when we need to recognize that some of the stuff that we have been hanging on to, asking God to work it out, God says, this is your day to begin stepping it. It's already worked out for you, my dear children. It's a done deal. Embrace it and know that I finished that up for you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. I thank you for your word today. How can two walk together except they agree? Dr. PK, where in the world are you going with that this morning? Well, I have read that scripture for many years, on many occasions, and I would always come back to, honey, light and darkness cannot exist in the same place. So let me tell you one thing, sister girl, you got to get to stepping it, or brother man, you got to go, because we don't agree. But what the Lord let me know, hallelujah, on this fact, is that ain't what I'm talking about in this season, daughter. I'm asking you the question, PK. I'm asking you the question, Vanessa, Kai, Tiffany. I'm asking you the question, Brenda, Candy. I'm asking you the question, Sharon. I'm asking you the question, how can you walk with me unless we agree? Oh, my God. What, Lord? How can we do it unless you agree that we are going to do it together? How can we walk it out? Hey, unless we agree on the fact that I have given you this mission. I have given you this assignment. It's not about anybody else but you and me right now, PK. As we are going through this fast, it's all about you and me. How can we walk it out unless we agree? Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, let me breathe. I had to breathe. Let's stop and breathe, Lord. What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? What do you mean? He says the reason we have not walked it out, you have not walked it out, is because you have not agreed with me. You cannot see yourself in the big place and space that I have for you. You get scared. Fear comes and faith flees. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. I want you to agree with me this morning. Brenda Terrell, I'm calling you into a place of vastness. It is so big. It's so bright. It is so wonderful. But I want you to agree with me. Oh, God, your presence this morning is just astronomical, and I thank you for it. I said, okay, God, I want to walk it out. He said, before you walk, I want you to lie prostrate on the floor. Put your face down into the carpet. Lie before me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lie before you, Lord. Yes. And shut out all of the other voices, all of the other activities. Because when you're sitting up, you're looking around, you're thinking you're doing this. But put your face down just for a minute. I'm not asking for a whole day. I'm not asking. I'm just asking that you just prostrate yourself before me. You all better hear me this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. This is coming straight from the oven of God. As you are preparing to get out of 2019, I want you to prepare yourself to walk this last quarter out. And how do you do it? First, by falling on your face before me, saying, yes, Lord, I am desperate for you. Yes, Lord, I want to hear what you have to say. Yes, Lord, pour into me what I need, that Holy Ghost boldness. So when I get up off this floor, I won't look in the face of anybody. I won't see the fear and disgust in anybody. I will see only you, for I have met you in a special place. Now that you've been before me, I want you to stand up, straighten your back, and know you are ready to walk it out. Walk it out. How can two walk together except they agree? I want to agree with what you have to say about me, Lord. All of the affirmations that I've made down through the years, I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. Am I really? God says, according to me and my words, you are, but why aren't you walking it out? Why aren't you showing it in the way you look? Why isn't it showing up in your skin, in your hair, in your very voice, in the pep in your step? Why? It's not my fault, said the Lord. If there is any faltering here, it's on you. Forgive me, God, I pray. Help me, God, I pray. For I state I fall again. I need you, Lord. So, as we are entering the seventh day of October, Jesus Christ, the seventh day of our 10-day quarterly fast, as we prepare to celebrate the ninth year of this powerful, blessed prayer call, I can call it that because it's been just that for me. As we prepare to attend the TMC staff first prophetic ordination celebration, I named it that for me. Name it what you want for you. As Artists International celebrates in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, with the leaders of this great company, as the Diaz de Leon family has denied the enemy, yes, I did say, the enemy from absolutely coming, stealing, killing this company because he came after it on many occasions. It could have crumbled, fallen, crumbled up, and the wind could have blown it away. But God, look at God. Dad says, I'll walk it out. After a heart, Lord Jesus, pacemaker was placed in him. He still came. And he says, I'm walking it out. 30-year celebration of health and wellness. Please hear me today when I say that God wants us to walk it out. Not walk out this quarter, not walk out the end of this year, but to walk out a decade. As we are before God this 10 days, this is the seventh day. We got three more days to go. What have you received? Oh, good Lord, I've received so much. This is just a morsel. When he says, PK, you've been preaching that word right there. I went talking about two people. Yeah, I have that over in the New Testament for you. When you be not unequally yoked. Yes, that is with the two people. But over here, when I was talking to Amos, I was talking to Amos to let Amos know that in order for you all to walk this thing out, hallelujah, you got to get with me first and understand that I have given you specific directions that will absolutely blow your little mind because your humanness cannot do it alone. But with me, saith the Lord, all things are possible. All things. Let me give you this right quick, and I'm going to close this thing out. I've got 2 minutes to do it. In our strategic planning to reach the world for Jesus or for our companies or whatever we're going to do, we should never forget that the Lord alone is in charge of his harvest. According to Matthew 9:37-38, y'all, this stuff is so good to me until I can't hardly stand it. We are merely, listen to me, his witnesses, his seed sowers. So let's line up with him. We must plan methodically, yes, of course, and pray mightily, got to. And if we do not want to miss anyone, we must go systematically to where people live, where people are, not expecting them to come to us. And even then, we must accept the fact that only God himself can produce the fruit. That's where we get all messed up. You see, Paul's words to the Corinthian believers, when he was dealing with that fraction in the church about seed planting and harvest, well, he said in 1 Corinthians 3:6-7, he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. Can we walk it out together, God? Yes, we can, because it's not about me making it grow. We want to do God's job. Know that God's job is not our job. God has a walk and we have a walk. We've got to walk it out. Can we walk it out together, God? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Isaiah 55:10-11 is my found scripture for you this morning. For if we plant the seeds of the gospel carefully and carefully, God will cause these seeds to produce fruit at the right time. And the word says, as the rain and the snow came down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish that which I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. Today, I decree and declare that this word will achieve the purpose in which God sent it, for us to realize that he wants us to walk it out together. Can we it out? Yes, Lord, we can. Come and take it, Minister Cap. I'm finished.
Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction after we go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you. Thank you for the amazing woman of God and the message that she just brought. Lord, we ask that you continue to fill her up, continue to pour into her, continue to show her how to walk it out with you, how to walk it out according to Amos 3:3, where she is in agreement with you, O God, about what you say about her. Lord, continue to be a hedge of protection around her family. Father, just continue to touch her children and her grandchildren, because your word says, great is the peace of our children. Father God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you are continuing to just touch the bereaved families among us, O Heavenly Father. You know every need, every thought, every desire as they just continue to walk out the grief process. Lord, we ask you right now that any among us who are infirm, Father, that you just touch them, Father, that you give them your wisdom as to how to be healed. Father, your word says, by his stripes we are healed, not in the future, but in the past. So we just have to walk into that healing and be in agreement with you for that healing, O Heavenly Father. We pray right now for the Des de Leon family and all of those in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, O Heavenly Father, as they continue to just spend time with one another, getting to know each other better, O Heavenly Father, but also getting to know your desire and your will as artist life continues to progress through and just continues to change lives, O Heavenly Father. We ask right now for traveling mercies, O dear God, as they can get ready to depart from that place, O Lord. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, to just pour into them, to allow their passion for artist life to be seen by others, O God. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, O Heavenly Father, and Mother Josie, O Heavenly Father. And we just want to make sure that we continue to lift up artist life, and we continue to lift up our co-founders, that we continue to just praise your holy name because you are God all by yourself, O Heavenly Father. So we just want to love on you. We want to magnify your name, and we want to call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and today is Inspirational Mondays, and our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be bringing forth the word. If you would like to hear the playback of this call, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677#. If you are heading over to the New Morning Motivational Call, that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. And of course, we'd like to thank the amazing and phenomenal Songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for opening us up with praise and worship, and also for greeting and seating the people and opening us up in prayer. I thank you once again, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for that wonderful message about walking it out with God using Amos 3:3. So I'll ask you now to come back and give us our benediction.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Kai, each and every one of you. Now may the grace of our God Almighty, who has already agreed to walk with us. We don't have to sing, walk with me, dear God, walk with me. He's already agreed to. And so as we are walking it out today, we thank you, God, that we are walking into the destiny that you have prepared for us. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of you as we go out today living a super fantastic life. I love you, TMC family. So long.